1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 남자가 찾고 있는 사람을 고르세요.
Hi, Mary. What are you doing here?
Hi, John. I'm waiting for my sister, Jane.
Oh, is your sister coming? I haven't seen her for a long time.
Yes, she has been in America for 5 years. She graduated from college this year. Oh, here she comes.
Which is Jane? I can't recognize her. What does she look like?
She's wearing a skirt.
Oh, you mean the girl wearing glasses?
Yes, that's right.
I think I see her. She is pushing luggage.
No, she is wearing glasses, but isn't pushing luggage.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소를 고르세요.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Kathy. Long time no see. Are you busy these days?
Yes. I am studying in preparation for the final exam.
Oh, I see. But you need to take a break from time to time.
Actually, I rest while having lunch, like now.
I understand. Then please eat slowly for a good digestion.
Thank you. Now I should leave for the library. See you later.
Good luck.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 지불해야 할 총액을 고르세요.
What would you like?
Let's see the menu.
I want one big burger and french fries. How about you?
I'm not hungry, so I just want french fries.
Would you like something to drink? It is free when we order food.
Oh, really? Then I'll have Coke.
Okay. We'll have one big burger, two french fries, and a Coke. Why don't we order for our children also?
Good idea. They like pies. Let's order two pies.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 고르세요.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine. Congratulations. You have finally become a mother.
Thanks a lot.
Whom does she look like?
She has lots of curly blonde hair like me.
She must be cute.
Yes, of course. By the way, how do you like being a grandfather?
Well, I can't believe I'm so old. Other than that, it feels great to be a grandfather. Anyways, congratulations again. And please, give John my best regards.
I will, thanks.
5번입니다. 제인이 남자에게 하고 싶었던 말을 하지 못한 이유를 고르세요.
Did you talk to Jane on the phone yesterday?
Yeah, she sounded like she wanted to tell me something, but she didn't say exactly what it was.
You were supposed to pay her back some money, weren't you?
Ah, that's right. I forgot. It's my mistake. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
But how did you know that?
Well, I saw Jane lending you some money the day before yesterday. And yesterday, she told me that she was too embarrassed to ask you to pay her back.
Oh, she did.
6번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 몇 시에 남자를 만날 수 있는지 고르세요.
Hello.
Christine, finally we're connected. You've been on the line for over 30 minutes, haven't you?
Oh, sorry. I just got off the phone with Susan.
That's okay. By the way, did you forget that we were supposed to meet at 3 o'clock today?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Ted. What time is it now?
It's 3:15.
Is it? Then my watch must be slow. Are you sure you've got the right time?
Yes, of course. It's exactly 15 after 3.
Okay, I'm leaving now. Please wait for me. I should be there in 15 minutes.
Number
1.
Do you have an appointment?
Yes, I'm scheduled for a checkup at 3. Number 2.
I'd like to mail this package to England.
Let me weigh it. That will cost you $30. Number 3.
What can I do for you?
I'd like a single room for 2 nights. Number 4.
Hello. Come and lie down. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I've got a terrible toothache and I feel sick all over. Number 5.
Everything seems to be fine.
Are you sure? I can't seem to walk because of the pain.
What's the matter with Eric?
Why? What did you hear?
Oh, nothing. I have called him several times, but he didn't answer the phone.
Are there any important things you need to tell him?
I just wanted to confirm our travel plans.
Oh, didn't you hear that Eric couldn't join us? His mother didn't consent to his travel plans.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't believe it either.
Eric and I have been planning this vacation for a long time. Oh, how could this happen? Is there any chance that I might be able to take a few days off?
How many days do you have in mind?
5 days. Tomorrow through next Monday.
Are you having any problems? Our busiest time is over the weekend.
I know, but I got an emergency call telling me about my father's serious health condition.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'll let you know in the afternoon.
10번입니다. 일기예보를 듣고 시카고의 내일 날씨로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Good afternoon. This is Jason with Chicago Weather Center. There will be strong winds accompanied by rain. There will be a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. It'll start clearing up towards tomorrow morning, but it will be partly cloudy and very windy. Temperatures will fall to about 10 degrees. But the wind chill will be way below zero. On Saturday, we'll have partly sunny skies and warmer weather.
11번입니다. 대화를 듣고 메모된 내용이 잘못된 것을 고르세요.
Hello?
May I speak to Peter, please?
Sorry, but he isn't home now. May I take a message?
Sure. This is Jason. Would you ask him if he wants to work at Brian's hardware shop in the summer?
All right.
And could you tell him to call me back if he is interested in the job?
No problem. Your phone number, please?
It's 572-3702.
I'll be sure to give him the message.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, no.
I can't believe it happened again.
Something wrong?
Yes. The computer is down for the third time today.
Your computer is too old. Why don't you buy a new one?
I'm afraid it may be too expensive.
I hear Spring Department Store is going to have a super holiday sale. They say that the latest models will be 40% off.
Sounds great. I should definitely go there this coming holiday.
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer. This is Simon. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
How was your trip to New York?
It was fantastic. Really good.
I hope to go to New York this weekend. How was the weather there?
It was perfect. Clear and warm.
By the way, can you tell me how you got there? By train?
No, all the tickets were sold out, so I had to drive.
Oh, was it a long drive? Did you stop at all?
Yeah, just once for something to eat. May I help you?
Excuse me, but I'm looking for a friend of mine who is working here part-time.
What's his name?
It's Johnson. I told him I'd meet him here.
Johnson? I don't recognize the name. What does he look like?
He's quite tall and well-built, and he's got long brown hair.
Oh, him. Yes, he was fired last week.
Fired? Oh, no. Do you know the reason?
I'm sorry, but I don't know.
Thank you for your time. Are you looking for a fairly big place?
Well, no. We don't need so much space since we've retired. However, we need a spare bedroom for our son when he comes to stay.
So you are looking for a house with 2 or 3 bedrooms?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay. Do you have anything else in mind?
I'd like to have a yard.
Yes. I know of a place that's perfect for you. Excuse me. I'm making a television program about foreign visitors to Korea. May I ask you some questions?
Certainly.
Is this your first visit to Korea?
No, it isn't. It's my third visit to Korea.
Where are you from?
I am from Great Britain.
From London?
No, I live in Edinburgh.
And where are you staying?
I always stay at the Hilton Hotel.
And what brought you here?
17번입니다. 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy birthday presents for my daughter.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I want to buy a blouse.
How old is she and what color does she like?
She is 20 and she likes green the most.
How about this green one? It's made of pure silk.
Good. I want to buy a wallet too.
How about this red one? It looks very elegant.
Good. What do they come to altogether?
18번입니다. 여자의 마지막 말에 이어질 남자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Have you ever been to Seoul Grand Park?
No, I haven't. Where is it?
It's in Gwacheon, south of Seoul.
What is it famous for?
It has a zoo, a lake, and an amusement park.
Does the amusement park have a roller coaster?
Yes, of course.
Great! Have you ridden it before?
No, I haven't. How about going there this Sunday?
What a good idea! When and where shall we meet?
19번입니다. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 이 상황을 나타내는 속담으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
A family was getting ready for a very important event. It was the night before the wedding of their daughter. Everything seemed to have been going well up until the wedding dress arrived and it was too big for her. Then the photographer called to say that he couldn't come to work the next day because he was sick. Worst of all, the weather was so bad that it looked as though the airport might be closed. This was very bad because it meant that her grandfather, who was supposed to arrive from Europe, could not be able to attend the wedding.
20번입니다. 다음 상황 설명을 잘 듣고 수잔이 아이들에게 할 말로 가장 적당한 것을 고르세요.
Susan is very worried. Her son David doesn't like to do schoolwork. He always likes to tease his sister. Her daughter Sarah doesn't like to go out to play with her friends. She is always home and likes to watch television. Today is Sarah's birthday. They had a birthday party in the morning. But when Susan came home from work, her children were fighting. David wanted to watch a football game, but Sarah wanted to watch cartoons. Seeing this situation, what will Susan say to her children?